everyone. My name is Sabrina Arroyo, and today I'll be discussing energy security during war. How will the United States get oil? As global tensions rise, particularly between the US and Iran, the stability of energy markets has once again come under threat. Iran's threats against vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz has exposed just how fragile our energy supply chain truly is. When conflict erupts in the Middle East, oil prices surge, economies strain, and national security intensifies. Historically, every major conflict involving Middle Eastern oil producers has sent shockwaves through global markets. The current crisis with Iran is no exception. By weaponizing its control over the Strait of Hormuz, Iran has gained leverage over nations dependent on its oil exports. The situation forces the United States to reconsider its energy strategy. How can we maintain stability when our most vital supply route is under threat? The U.S. faces three major policy options. 1. Lifting Russian oil sanctions. 2. Lifting sanctions on Venezuelan oil to diversify imports. And 3. Expanding domestic production to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. Each path carries its own risks, trade-offs, and political consequences. Let's begin with the first option, producing Russian oil. This approach reflects a difficult balance between economic necessity and geopolitical tension. Russian crude oil remains a major part of global supply, and buying it could help stabilize domestic fuel prices. However, it also raises serious ethical and strategic concerns. Easing sanctions on Russian oil undermines U.S. foreign policy goals and sends a message that economic convenience can override moral responsibility. It risks alienating European allies, who continue to boycott Russian oil in solidarity with Ukraine. Moreover, renewed oil revenue would strengthen Russia's economy and potentially fund its military operations. Ukraine and its allies have already openly spoken out against the U.S. for easing the sanctions against Russia. Russia itself is hoping the war with Iran will boost its economy, and many will have to return to buying Russian oil. This would also signal to Russia that they are still a major player on the world's global energy market. In short, while purchasing Russian oil might offer short-term price relief, it could create long-term instability. Cheaper gas today could mean greater geopolitical vulnerability tomorrow. Option 2. Lifting sanctions on Venezuela. The second option is lifting sanctions on Venezuela. Venezuela, under President Delcy Rodriguez, now operates under a U.S.-supported government, following the removal of Nicolas Maduro. The country holds the largest proven oil reserves in the world, an estimated 1 trillion barrels, in the Orinoco Belt. The oil in this belt, however, is stuck in place, and is less like the oil in Texas and similar to the oil sands in Canada. The reality is far less promising. Venezuela's oil is heavy and difficult to extract, requiring expensive technology and years of investment. Production has fallen from 3 million barrels in the 90s to just a mere 800,000 barrels today. Even with sanctions lifted, it would take at least a decade and billions of dollars to restore full capacity. Politically, this move could spark backlash at home. Critics might argue that the U.S. is rewarding a country with a history of corruption and human rights violations. Economically, the benefits would be modest and slow to materialize. Lifting sanctions could provide limited short-term relief, but wouldn't solve the immediate crisis. Option 3. Increasing domestic production. The third option, expanding domestic production, offers the most direct path to energy independence. By drilling more in regions like Texas and the Gulf of Mexico, the U.S. could offset disruptions from Middle Eastern conflicts. This strategy would create more jobs, stimulate investment, and strengthen national security. It would also lessen the reliability on foreign suppliers. Yet, it's not without challenges. Increasing domestic production can lead to higher consumer prices. If industries become protected from foreign competition, governments can often need to subsidize these efforts. which strains public budgets. Environmental concerns also loom large. Expanded drilling risks geological damage and could slow progress towards renewable energy goals. Still, domestic production provides a foundation for resilience. It ensures that the U.S. can sustain itself during wartime without relying on adversarial nations. Each of these options reveals a deeper truth. Energy policy is inseparable from foreign policy. Purchasing Russian oil risks more compromise, relying on Venezuela demands patience and investment, and expanding domestic production requires balancing economic growth and our own environmental responsibilities. In wartime, energy security becomes a matter of national defense. The U.S. must weigh not only the cost of oil, but the cost of dependence, and the dependence on nations whose interests may conflict with our own. The United States must pursue a balanced energy strategy that safeguards national security while promoting long-term sustainability. Expanding domestic production offers immediate relief, but it should be complemented by diplomatic engagement and innovation in cleaner technologies. In theory, the U.S. could choose all three of these options and maximize its oil reserves. At the end of the day, if the U.S. is to take a more realist approach, it is its own job to make sure that it maintains its supply of oil and ensure its own economic stability. It should not have to rely on other nations for its supply of oil and to ensure that its people have products. Energy independence is not achieved through isolation, however. It's achieved through foresight, adaptability, and cooperation. As global tensions persist, the U.S. must strengthen internal capabilities, diversify supply chains, and invest in sustainable solutions. Only then can we ensure stability in times of uncertainty and maintain our leadership in the global energy landscape. Energy security is inevitably national security. By learning from past crises and preparing for future ones, the United States can ensure stability in times of uncertainty and resilience in the face of conflict. It should be noted that we as consumers will not see changes in oil prices happen overnight, even though it felt as if we saw the prices rise overnight. Ultimately, the diversification of oil will help lead to the best economic outcome for the U.S. consumers. And while geopolitical partnership helps, domestic security will always take precedence. Maintaining strategic reserves and investing in infrastructure ensures the U.S. can respond quickly to future crises. Energy policy may seem distant, but its impact is deeply personal, influencing the cost of transportation, food, and everyday living. Prioritizing energy security now allows the U.S. to protect its economy, maintain global influence, and ensure that future conflicts do not threaten the stability of life at home. Now, before I wrap up, I would like to say that there is no way for us as consumers to guess what U.S. policymakers will do, and we ultimately have to roll with the punches. But the options I listed out are the best way to ensure we continue to be able to afford not just gas for our cars, but prices of imported items and many other goods. I would like to thank Dr. Liu for the help with the policy brief, and thanks to everyone for listening in. Thank you, and have a good night.